am stressing out. I'm stationed in Iraq and they won't let me out. My homie said I was stupid for even joining. My counselor said my decision was disappointing. How she had good slates for good state colleges, and with my good grades it wouldn't have been a problem. But they don't understand just the power of significance, more than brilliance and certainly more than dividends. And if you ask me now, would I repeat it? Would I fight in a war I don't believe in? Well, the answer is, it's not me where the cancer is. They've been doing this before Jesus of Nazareth, and after all this time it is still deadly hazardous. And Bush isn't really being all that inaccurate when he says we winning the war, cause it's staggering. But that's cause we're killing everybody that we see. And most of us soldiers, we can barely fall asleep. And time again, I'm feeling incompetent. Cause my woman back home, we constantly arguing. And I must be crazy, cause all I'm obsessing with is her MySpace and Facebook and who's commenting. Swear to God, if she's cheating, I'm doing her ass in. I could tell with one look, and it came to me, sounding something like a song book. Saying, heaven, is there a chance that you could come down and open doors to hurting people like me? People like me, people like me, people like me, yeah, people like me, yeah. Meet Sarah, the proud mother of young Sebastian. Suburban professional, went to college in Maslin. In self-pity, she suddenly cried. Would my life be important if I suddenly died? Neighbor saying what a nice woman she was, keeping mostly to herself ever since the divorce. And with the company downsizing in the fall and all, she really shouldn't take it that personal at all. It wasn't her boss who had his eyes on her thighs and got a rise from her rising off the desk though. Despite remembering saying no plenty of times, it was still a damn surprise being let go. And now stuck with a mortgage she can't afford, and too educated to blame the corporate world. She got on welfare and hated it, casework, a power tripping, and generally being degrading. If nothing else, she was jaded, sick, and ineffective, which is the worst thing that she'd been left with. No magic from David Blaine, no pain to the pain, this pain. No Morgan Freeman and narrate the shame. So she took refuge in prayer, kinda like finding God in the phone book. And it came to her sounding something like a song hook, saying,
heaven, is there a chance that you could come down and open doors to her?
Told you about myself to a degree just by telling you about people like me. But people like me, they speak politely. They don't start no beef or a piece of white meat. Everybody gotta eat, but everybody doesn't. Which is why I wanna tell you about my favorite cousin. He and I grew up where the sun shines, and we both partook in the gun crimes. And we both liked American rap rhymes, even though we didn't understand one line. If you remember my line of notes in my last album, I talked about a close call with a grenade. I think we both must have been about seventh grade. But don't panic, we both survived without damage. But we developed a bond like we survived the Titanic. So when the country became frantic, my mother tried to get us out, planned it to the last detail. Except the plan got derailed, cause there wasn't enough money for the plane tickets. How bitter when my mother had to choose who to take with her. So my cousin got left in the war, and that's just hard to record. But now I take refuge in prayer, kinda like finding God in the phone book. It came to me sounding something like a song hook, saying,
heaven, is there a chance that you could come down and open doors to hurting people like me? People like me.